One by one, elected delegates were sworn in to again begin the process of writing a new constitution for Chile. This time, there are only 50 of them, far fewer than the convention that drew up a draft constitution last year that Chileans ultimately rejected as too radical. Opening the council, President Gabriel Boric appealed to delegates to seek consensus.
I hope this constitution will bring our citizens closer to politics, that it will highlight the importance of dialogue between people who think differently, to reach accords for the good of the country, a constitution that will deliver long-term certainty and stability.
But if the first council was dominated by the left, this time the pendulum has swung the other way, with conservatives now dominating the chamber.
In an attempt to avoid the mistakes made last time, Congress appointed a bipartisan commission of experts to write a preliminary draft that had to include defining Chile as a republic that guarantees social rights and equality. It is a less ambitious version than the last one. However, the right-wing Republican Party has enough votes in this council now to veto anything that it chooses.
And that is fueling fears that a new constitution that is supposed to finally replace the one written under Chile's former military dictatorship will fall far short of what the country needs.
This process has to take charge of the social demands that led to an important uprising in this country. That will be the key challenge for this council.
It's a concern even for moderate conservatives like Gloria Hutt.
We have to avoid falling into the same trap we did last year, in which a majority imposed its will without listening to the minority. That would be a mistake, because we need a constitution that will be respected by governments from the left, the right, and the center. There must be a consensus.
Outside, extreme right-wing protesters, many of whom supported the former dictatorship, decried the council as a betrayal. While inside, delegates promised dialogue and cooperation. The question is, will it last? Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.